And in the studio, we have some ghost guests. I can't read my own writing here. Anyhow, I want to welcome you, gentlemen.
thank you, sir.
Thank you. Fred introduced who you are and what group you represent. And Seth, you do the same thing, please. Okay, Fred.
I'm Fred Proctor. I'm president of the Frederick County Conservative Club. And
I'm Seth Eisenberg. I'm the treasurer of the Frederick County Conservative Club.
So one handles the money and the other one handles the people. That's what I like to see. Fred, you have asked for, or at least we've talked about, coming on and trying to get this situation in Frederick County clear. As a Republican or as a conservative, I kind of see the party forming a circular firing squad for some unknown reason, and maybe you can bring some light to that. Maybe we can straighten it out right here in a matter of a few seconds. I don't know. But I noticed, let's go top shelf here. Let's go to what we know. Last week, there was a controversy, which is not a controversy. Nobody was beat up, knocked down, drug out, regarding an event at the Walkersville Carnival, wherein you had rented space and probably did what you do everywhere you rent space, with the exception that the Walkersville folks have different restrictions than you're used to. Is that fair?
Yes.
There were words exchanged back and forth, but better, the best deal was you eventually took the signs down. And they weren't signs. They were, I don't have a pornographic memory or mind. I really don't. I saw them as like a cornhole game and put a sock in. That's how I saw. I apologize for you if you saw something different, but your mind needs to, never mind. We'll go into that later. But I saw this. They had a picture of President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, wherein their mouths were cut out, and there was a circle there, which you threw this sock through, which was pretty sock in it. And it's a fundraising thing, I thought. Because people complain, the Conservative Club acquiesced and took the signs away. Correct, Armando?
Correct.
All right. And there was no more problem?
No. Other than...
Go ahead.
A couple of times when we had put the signs back, they actually were facing out the back corners,
uh-huh.
And without realizing it.
Okay.
And
once you were informed, right?
Once it was brought to our attention, we corrected it. And
right. And the thing was that you knew as well as I did that on private property, the Constitution, the First Amendments, all amendments are out the door. But that's the agreement you make. So I didn't see it as a controversy. Although people try to make it a controversy, because if we can stir up any, I can't say that on family radio, then we're damaging people, and I think sometimes that's what people like to do, damage people. There is another group called the Frederick Republican Club.
Yes.
All right, you're the Frederick County Conservative Club.
Yes, correct.
Are you all competing against each other?
No.
The big difference between us is the Conservative Club is a nonpartisan club. You can be Democrat and join us.
Sure.
We don't care.
Right.
The Republican Club is the Republican Club, as in the name. So Republicans join that club. So there might be some overlap in what we do,
mm-hmm.
but we can't compete. It's impossible.
Well, I would think in my mind, I'm all new to this politics stuff. I don't understand it at all. I'm brand new to Frederick County. So what I'm saying is I don't see any benefit to either organization to attack each other. Now, on Friday or Thursday or Tuesday or Wednesday, we had a call from, thanks, Frank, for telling me what day it was, from Heath Barnes.
Yes.
Who is, among other things, the Burgess of Woodsboro.
Yes. Correct.
Who felt, the way I understood it, that he was being attacked by the Conservative Club.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
And say that. I mean, again.
I mean, I guess this all would stem from the pictures you were just talking about, or the game boards that we were just talking about. Mr. Barnes reported it to the Walkersville Fire Department. And I guess my problem, and I guess a lot of people's problem, but found out about it was he wasn't even there. He wasn't at the carnival.
And he was the actual one that reported it.
Okay. And said it was he wanted them down because it wasn't fit for a family function or something to that effect. My problem, I guess, would be, as I said, with other people's problems, why didn't he just come to Fred?
Exactly.
And go, hey, look, I have a problem. It maybe even if Fred's, well, I'm not taking it down,
right.
At least they spoke. There was some dialogue, and maybe something could have come through. But to go right to like complaining and
well, I don't understand that. And again, I'm not taking sides.
Well, I understand.
Just think, maturity wise, and I'm not saying any of you are not mature. Fred, I've known for 30 years. He's a jackass. He calls me the exact
is that
same.
Family friendly.
It's family friendly, and I'm the same way, Fred. But we understand each other.
Correct.
And if I don't like something Fred's doing, he doesn't mind telling me off. Let me tell you. I know some of these notes I can show you from history, but that's what mature adults actually do. So I can't hold anything against Fred that because he's standing up for what he believes in. I believe the same thing. I've been honored to go to meetings and offer invocations and benedictions, and we don't agree on everything, and we never will. And if we do, then we're robots.
That makes life boring.
Well, exactly. It does. It's sad. So I talked to the people at the Republican Club. Nice bunch of people.
Yep.
Again, I can belong to, I don't know if I belong to any of them. I used to give money, but, you know, Frank doesn't pay me that much. So, but I would join both. I would support both. But I know that the hard feelings in the past must be eradicated. They must go away. Right. Otherwise, Frederick County will continue to be a blue county. It'll continue to grow. And all we're doing is kicking ourselves. And at the end, they say, yeah, but we're more powerful than that club, or that club's more powerful than us. And what have you accomplished? Great, you're both powerful clubs, and we have no Republicans elected. So, yeah, exactly. And we have a problem in Frederick County you're a Republican in this respect. The city of Frederick has no Republican elected officials. None. The county has, what do we have, three. And then we get away from that. We do have some Republicans in upstanding jobs, such as the state's attorney, yes, the register of wills, the clerk of the court. So we do have some Republicans in that respect, and hopefully they'll remain there if they choose to run. But I don't understand what is accomplished by attacking each other. Well, Seth?
What I think happened is, and it's an opinion.
Feeling gets hurt. I understand.
I think
that
his feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
I think he lashed out based on emotions.
Yes.
And from what I understand now, he's kind of backtracking. He said, maybe I jumped the gun. Maybe I overreacted.
Okay.
And that's understandable.
Sure.
But we still haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you called him?
I don't have his number.
I've never met him. So
and he has his block on Facebook.
Okay.
I think what needs to happen is everybody go to a neutral corner.
Yeah.
And do what we do best.
Invite me in.
Yeah.
And then let me referee.
I mean, my biggest concern with the whole situation is I heard it was insinuated that I'm a homophobe.
Uh-huh.
And that bothered me.
Well, sure.
If anybody that knows my family knows, that's completely untrue. My daughter is married to a woman.
Okay.
I gave her away.
Okay.
I have nothing but love for my daughter and, I guess, my daughter-in-law. I didn't appreciate that. I just want to get that straight. No, I there are far more important things in a person's
Amen.
Life than their sexuality. I don't
Amen.
Care about their sexuality.
It's none of my business.
It's basically none of my business.
I'm a minister. I love the sinner if I consider the sin and hate the sin.
Exactly.
Sinner. Pardon me, I love the sinner, hate the sin is what I'm trying to say.
I just wanted to make the name that I'm not, and I don't, because my daughter heard about it. She got upset. She wanted to call in. She's in the Navy in California. I was like, no, we don't need to get all
our Navy?
Involved. Yeah.
Okay.
It's California, so it's iffy.
There's several.
But yeah, she's in the
Louisiana
U.S.
Navy. I've tried to join several times.
They kicked me out.
All right, we're coming. That's old people's song. I like it. Good afternoon. All right, that's enough. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into the best day of your life. I have any opportunity, the honor, if you will, to be with Frank Mitchell. Not only Frank Mitchell, but Fred Poffeter. Fred, am I saying your name right?
Yes, Prophet like the Bible, and
you are. Yeah, Poffeter. I thought so. Stop correcting me. And Seth Eisenberg. I can say that name. I understand that name.
And the fuser can say it.
Yeah, it's, well,
you've only known me 30 years.
That's
I think you get it right by now.
Why? Why? What? Why would you want me to be educated more than you, Fred? whatever. Fred, I do like you guys. And, of course, I like everybody pretty much. But speaking of people I don't like, Frank, I don't mean people I don't like Frank. I said it wrong. Frank, they're having an event coming up, and I noticed between breaks you were telling me the other week about you didn't want tickets to go. And why is that, Frank?
No, I didn't say that. But I wanted to ask these guys, because I saw an interesting blog somewhere, who said that the speaker was a member of the John Birch Society, which I hadn't realized was
still
been active in the past how
50
many
years?
50 years. But this person felt that as a conservative Republican that was going pretty far out. How do you answer that?
John Birch is
not helping the cause of Republicans and conservatives getting elected and gaining in popularity.
Well, maybe if you have a myopic view of the world, you would see that or would think that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back 50, 60 years to the John Birch Society, yes, they were pretty radical. They were
lots of things.
Segregationists,
yeah.
You know. But
Fred,
they've changed. Oh, Fred, oh yeah. There's basically strictly a constitutional group.
Now, in my memory, of course, I'm older than both of you. In this respect, when I remember John Birch, a guy named Welch, John Welch, or whatever it is.
Correct.
He started this, and the book he started with, I still have it called Some Dare Call It Treason, or Some Dare Call It Treason.
Right.
And if you read the book, it is an attack on pretty much everything that isn't his way of thinking. So John Birchers were growing, but they were not active. They were more, I don't want to say intellectual because I was there, but it was more, they talked a good game, and they had definite ideas and philosophies, but they're not like Antifa. They're not like, and I'm not trying to categorize them. But since most people haven't heard the name John Birch unless you're old, Robert Welch's name was. He owned Welch's grape juice, believe it or not. But anyhow, so Fred, who's coming and what are they going to say and why do you want him there?
The gentleman's name is Michael Smart. He actually called me.
Okay.
I was on I've been watching video of Convention of States presentation.
Sure.
Or anti-Convention of States presentation. And I decided to go to the website, check it out. And there's a video on there called The Power of 500. How 500 people could flip a congressional district.
Right.
And I thought it was a great tool. You know, I watched the video and...
Sure.
I bought 25 copies of it, dollar a piece,
right,
to distribute to the different clubs in the area.
Sure.
And how we can bring Maryland back to, or get, close. Try to get Maryland to a purple state at least.
Right, right now we're navy blue, but then.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting discussion that you bring up, because trying to get Maryland more purple. It became more purple 8 years ago with the election of Larry Hogan. But I take it that you're not big fans of Governor Hogan or the earliest announcee for governor next year.
Kelly Schultz.
Kelly Schultz.
And tell me
but
if you're...
But tell us.
Not to interrupt you, Frank, but tell us if you're speaking for yourself or for the club, if there is a difference.
Okay. Speaking for myself, I love Kelly Schultz. Kelly and I go back 20 years, at least. And breakfast together, dinners together,
right.
Meetings.
Right.
I mean, I would do anything for Kelly. I'd give his shirt off my back.
Yes, sir.
You know? And I have not made a decision on our governor candidate yet.
Okay.
Now, Dan Cox happens to be a member of our club.
Okay. Wasn't Kelly?
Kelly is not. She's a member of the Republican Club, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As am I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have materials out for different candidates.
Sure.
Who are members of our club.
Okay.
Okay. We're not endorsing anybody.
Not
the closest
primary.
The club has ever come to endorsing anybody was when actually the vice president, now vice president of the Republican Club, gave Dan Cox a Conservative of the Year Award.
Okay, that was, okay.
Conservative Legislator of the Year Award.
Okay.
All right, that was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
That's as close as anybody's come to endorsing a candidate.
Seth? I think what we need to explain is that as the Frederick County Conservative Club, since we're nonpartisan, we can endorse.
Okay.
All we really can do when it comes to candidates is educate the public. So
right.
If we have a candidate come speak, it's not to endorse him, it's so other people that might
sure.
otherwise not have a chance to hear
right.
him can hear him.
You were a big were you not big time behind Neil Parrott?
No. We invited
was he
him.
A member? Was he a member?
I think he is. Yes.
He is.
He's been to some meetings.
Okay. What prompted me to ask this question is I was just going through the club's Facebook page, which I'm sure you'd encourage everybody to go
definitely.
To check out. And from Citizens for Jonah, Seth Eisenberg, Mini Hogan and Big Hogan.
Yes.
Same person, just smaller. You'll get the same subpar type leadership from her as you do him. After all, it's just Mini Hogan.
Yes.
With a picture of a shrunken Kelly Schultz. So I just that's what I ask because this all came from the earliest discussion about making Maryland more purple and getting Republicans elected and all of that.
And that's my personal opinion. That's not what the club. That's just
gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
But I firmly believe, in as myself, that Dan Cox is the most conservative person out now. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in 2 months and who's going to put their head in the ring, but as it stands right now,
Republicans, yeah.
Yeah, for Republicans. Yeah. I think Dan Cox, I mean, he's proven. He's fought the governor. He's filed lawsuits. Yeah, the lawsuits didn't go anywhere, but you know what? He put his name out there.
And I like Dan, and I like Kelly. Do you think because Dan is much more conservative than Kelly, just because Kelly's position doesn't allow her to be as political as Dan can be, do you think he has a shot? At, first of all, there's only so much money, I would think.
You're right.
And, I know what it is to run a race. I've run five campaigns. Yeah. And it is great to win, but, are we hurting someone? Is Dan hurting Kelly? Right now, Dan has to be hurting Kelly because the party, not the conservative club, is united behind Kelly. As I understand.
See, I think that's a mistake. I think Fred will agree.
The party apparatchik
is
united behind.
And like we've said, it's early. To jump on one boat like that with an entire party is crazy. Like I said, tomorrow.
It could be you
Captain,
and I.
Captain Conservative. I want to be governor, and he could be the most conservative party. So for anybody to just jump on anybody's boat that much and push it that hard this early, I think is a mistake.
Well, and the point I make, and let me straighten everybody out on this. Kelly Schultz and Dan Cox are good friends.
Yes.
They appreciate, respect each other. There's no name calling. I can defend both of them. And that's a good thing because, first, they don't need defending, but it's easy to do. We have about a second left. Is anything left, Fred or Seth, that we've left or that you want to address?
How do people find out more about the Frederick County Conservative Club?
Yeah, where are you all hiding?
They can go to fccc.us. And through /, events in there, you can see our July meeting coming up on Wednesday.